afternoon, Craig.
Barnaby Joyce says you have the power to fix the current impasse. So will you support the legislation that goes before the House in the start of December?
Well, I think that the Labor government's position on this has been clear from day one. Barnaby uses his typically colourful and unique language around this, but the fact is this bill represents a direct market intervention. It represents a government distortion of market forces, and it's entirely inappropriate in the economic settings of this nation for governments to be going back and re-regulating industry.
Barnaby Joyce was saying that all parties within Queensland do have the power to change this. This is a little bit more from our interview with the Federal Ag Minister yesterday.
It should be a case of both the LNP, the Labor Party and CADA to get this bill through and fix this problem up. This is another case where if I have to come into that space, I will, but I don't want to. It's a Queensland issue and they should put forward the parliamentary process, the legislative process to fix this. If that is not the case, then I'll be bitterly disappointed once more and say, well, how on earth did that process fall over? So it should happen. We want it to happen. I believe it will happen. If the federal government has to come into this space, it just means that state politics in this state has failed them.
Does that mean that if you don't support that legislation, it doesn't go through the House in a fortnight, that state politics in Queensland has failed cane growers in the state?
Well, I'll tell you what's failing cane growers is the mixed messages coming from the Liberal National Party. One minute they're saying they represent the industry. One minute they're trying to pick winners. One minute they've got senators saying one thing. The Liberal Party, the Liberal Party federally, if Senator Joyce was so confident about this, he could have easily taken the matter to his own cabinet. Now, I doubt that he would have got any support from the Liberal Party members of that cabinet because this is direct government intervention in the markets.
But as Queensland has the Sugar Act. It does. Most of the responsibility for the industry does rest with the Queensland Parliament.
Yes, on the basis that the industry was deregulated more than a decade ago at very considerable taxpayer cost. $444 million of Commonwealth money went into deregulating this industry, which then attracted over $2 billion worth of investment into the processing side. $2 billion. Individual investors are at $500 million exposures in that deregulated environment based on assumptions from a deregulated environment. This bill directly jeopardises future downstream investment, directly jeopardises it, and I've received that advice from those processors. There are considerable investments in the pipeline that will be speared because of this. And I can see a divestment strategy coming forward as a worst-case scenario from those investors. There is nothing good long-term in the economics of this proposal. It's an aberration and one that's being exploited for political purpose by the Liberal National Party, which is fundamentally divided.
Bill Byrne, let me play you some comments from Steve Guazzo as of this morning on rural reports in the state. He's the chairman of cane growers in the Herbert River District. Overnight, he wrote to the Premier asking for an urgent meeting, saying his members are bitterly disappointed in your stance.
We're getting further away from getting any sort of sense and relief in this whole process. And again, the monopoly powers of the millers have got to the government's ear and are using all sorts of arguments that they can hang their hats on. And when they really rile me, when they talk about a commercial situation, a commercial decision, and they encourage commerciality, do they really understand what commercial means? Just because we're going to have some, we would like to have some legislation that gives us the opportunity to have a choice in our marketing system, is that's where the negotiations begin. So we just want to have the basic rights, the fair go, to be able to negotiate on an even playing field with our millers and our processors so that we have the right to have a choice.
Steve Guazzo there, the chairman of cane growers in the Herbert River. Bill Byrne, you talk of miller investment, but what about the investments of thousands of cane growers around Queensland? Are you leaving them out in the cold?
Not at all. We've taken a very, very balanced approach to this debate. In the background, we have been encouraging the participants to enter into appropriate good faith commercial negotiations. I am firmly of the belief the reason that hasn't matured in a sensible adult fashion is because certain of what I describe as militant elements of the processes.
Bill Byrne, I just want to pull you up on a point there. You said militant millers. Did you mean militant millers or militant growers?
Producers. Growers. We've looked at this in a sensible, holistic fashion. We've always supported collective representation by the growers with the millers. All of it, we've worked in the background with both parties, with both sides, to convince them that certainly the best outcome for the long-term viability of the industry is a commercially agreed negotiation and product. There is no doubt of that. If we go in and do what's recommended in this particular sector, there will be knock-on effects all over the place. Not only the ownership rights of product beyond refining, but spillage into other domains and other sectors in agriculture will demand similar treatment.
Do you have any legal advice to that effect?
Well, I've got an opinion. I'm not prepared to go out and put opinion forward as a absolute, but certainly we've received advice. I've received advice on all these questions. And that advice is problematic for if this bill goes forward. We believe that it's definitely anti-competitive, that should the bill pass, the federal government will have to put their fingerprints on it because they'll need to authorise it under the exemptions that come under the competition law. So there are a whole lot of issues here. But if anybody thinks the passing of this bill is going to be good for the sugar industry in the long term, they're delusional.
Bill Byrne, it has been this debate raging on for well over 18 months now. You say a commercial negotiated solution is the outcome that you want to see. Those parties are in a formal mediation talks as we speak. But if there is no outcome from those mediation talks, will you be forced to act?
We have said. You've got to remember, we've had the Queensland Productivity Commission look at this situation and the situation going forward based on what we know the positions to be of both parties. There is no evidence to date or any projection of evidence of market failure here. Now, we have said the commercial outcome is the best solution. Should there be evidence at any point in the future of market failure, then surely governments will act.
Is there no agreement market failure?
There's no evidence for it, but when you put in the negotiating positions that we're aware of going forward, there is not going to be market failure in this space. We don't believe that's the case, but we've said if that ever matured, there's certainly an evidence of market failure, the government would act. Up to this point, this is a matter of principle. We've been consistent since we came to office. Commercial negotiation is the only way forward in these circumstances, as it is for every other primary industry sector.